On Fridays, we talk about managing your money, and today we hear about people who've managed theirs extremely well. Forbes magazine is out with its annual list of billionaires. NPR's Scott Horsley has this look at the list.
Bill Gates still holds the title of world's richest billionaire, though number two Warren Buffett is closing in. You might not recognize the third richest man, but Lakshmi Mittal has lived up to his namesake, the Hindu deity of wealth. Editor Louisa Kroll of Forbes says the Indian-born Mittal has assembled the world's largest steel company at a time when steel prices are on the rise.
He'd been buying up all these assets on the cheap, kind of quietly, and then all of a sudden caught a lot of attention and has just risen quite quickly.
Also breaking into the top 10 this year is Ingvar Kamprad. Thanks in part to a strong euro, the IKEA founder is worth $23 billion.
He actually has a reputation for being quite careful with his own dollars. There was one story that he drove an old car for very many years, but we've recently heard that he's upgraded.
Ex-con Martha Stewart makes her first appearance on the list. Stewart's stock holdings helped her reach the billion-dollar mark while she was in prison.
She's now, since she's gotten out of jail, started to fall below that. Maybe she'll have to go back in jail to get back up.
Altogether, Forbes counts nearly 700 billionaires in 47 countries. The rich aren't the only ones getting richer, though. The Federal Reserve just released its own wealth snapshot, which shows rising stock and real estate prices pushed net wealth of U.S. households to an all-time high. Scott Horsley, NPR News.